HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Wayside School Beneath the Cloud of Doom by Lewis Sacker. This is the author. For Ruth. A note from the author. This is the fourth book about Wayside School. I wrote the first one, Sideways Stories from Wayside School, more than 40 years ago. I'm a lot older now, but in my heart, I'm still Lewis the yard teacher, passing out the balls and playing with the kids at recess. To fully enjoy this book, you should read the other three first, wait 40 years, and then read this one, or you can just read it now. Chapter 1. The Bells of Wayside. It is very important that the children at Wayside School know the bell system. The first bell in the morning sounds like this. Whoop, 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 whoop. When they hear it, they know they have 16 minutes to get to class. That's not too difficult for those in Mr. Hardgrove's class on the third floor. But Wayside School is a 30-story building with one room on each floor. So for those who happen to be in Mrs. Jewell's class, way up on the 30th floor, they must be ready on first whoop. Todd was in Mrs. Jewell's class. He was stuck behind a mass of kids outside the building waiting for the doors to open. He jumped up and down trying to see over the heads of those in front of him. If he was late, Mrs. Jewell's would put his name on the blackboard under the word discipline. The kids who went to class on the lower floors often dilly-dallied. If Todd got stuck behind a large...